Two reports concerning the nation's cattle herd came out late last week as the July 1 cattle inventory shows a 1% drop in the number of cattle and calves in the U.S. compared to last year at 100.8 million head. But the latest cattle on feed report shows that the number of cattle and calves on feed for slaughter in the U.S. was 10.1 million head on July 1st, which is actually a 3% increase over last year. But USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum said if you put the two reports together,
we're down about 2.6% in terms of the numbers that are going to be available to be placed into feedlots, which as we move into 2011 indicates that there's going to be very tight fed cattle supplies.
Now, beef cows and replacement heifers are both down 2%, and Shagum gives one reason why cattle operators are showing no signs yet of reversing the current contraction of the beef cattle herd.
You have to remember, of course, that the cow-calf operators, which are the first stage of beef production, have gone through severe financial stress. Now, while they are looking at some positive returns right now, and they do have adequate forage supplies, it's going to take a while before they rebuild the capital to the point where we'll probably begin to see an expansion. One indication of this also is that if we look at the number of heifers and heifer calves that were on feed on July 1st, they were up about 1%, which indicates that the producers are really placing more heifers on feed and not tending to hold some of those animals back for addition to the breeding herd.
In the cattle on feed report, placements in feedlots during June totaled 1.63 million head, 17% above last year, while marketings of fed cattle during June totaled 2 million head, slightly above last year. But when it comes to prices,
you had positive returns for the cow-calf operators, feedlot returns were good, and the returns to the packers were positive as well.
Shagum said the herd contraction continues under uncertain economic conditions and the need for operators to make up for earlier losses. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.